Business Baby with Melissa Ambers on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Miss Layla Saad. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes, Saad.
Saad. Okay. And many of you know of her because of a post. It was a simple post she put out on social media and it went viral. I mean, it just went crazy. And the post was basically talking about coaches. And a lot of you that listen to my show, I talk to various coaches. And I'm always hitting on the point, what makes you better than somebody else? Why did you use the title coach? Because it's used very loosely nowadays. So when the post came out, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Somebody said what everybody's been thinking. And up front, it is what it is. And not putting the sugar and all that good stuff on it. So, and then you're also a coach yourself, correct?
Yes.
Right. So tell us, what one, you being a coach, what make you do an article, a blog, for the wannabe coaches?
Yeah, so I had been working with a number of clients on a new program that I was putting together called Powerful Positioning, and it's actually my signature one-on-one program now, and it's about how to position yourself in the marketplace in a way that's authentic and in a way where you can establish yourself as a thought leader in your field, but in a way that's really authentic. And one of the things that I talk about in that program is the importance of standing up for what you believe in and standing against what you don't. And so that article for me was a way of me being in integrity with what I was teaching my clients, which is, it's really important not to try to please everyone. And if there are things that are going on which you think are important for your audience to know that you believe in, that you have to say them. And that was the first time that I had ever written an article that was that, what's bold. I'm going to say bold. It's the first time that I had written an article that was that bold. But I felt it was important to say it was something that I had experienced. It was something that I know a lot of people had experienced, certainly the people in the circles that I had mixed in. And what I had seen from myself and from other people was that it really knocked our confidence working with or taking advice from business coaches who didn't always have your best interests in mind. Some of the people who read the article misunderstood what I had written and thought I was calling out anyone who wants to make money, anyone who wants to become a person who earns six figures. And that's not at all what the article was about. What it was about was the importance of working with coaches who have your best interests in mind.
Absolutely.
Right. Who align with your values, who are really interested in you developing yourself, in developing your thought leadership, in developing your programs, and not just throwing up anything out onto the internet just to make money.
Right. And that's the challenging thing that I always challenge someone that's putting that title of coach on their name. And it's, why do you call yourself a coach? You know, I've been to these events where I'm coach so-and-so, and you get there, you got all these teasers, you know, you have a pep rally, and it's like, it's enough. Enough is enough. People don't want to keep paying money to go to a pep rally.
Right.
But for those people that always have to be boosted up, they're not ready. It is what it is.
Right.
And if you are that person that feels that you have to be constantly boosted up and rah-rah and all of that, you're not ready to be a business owner. And you have to either sit down for a minute or go back and refocus on what you want to do and why you want to do it. And I mean, don't get me wrong, it's good to have some motivation and a little pick up here and there. You know, people do hit their downfalls, but that should not be the gist of a conference, seminar, workshop, summit, whatever they want to call it nowadays. Because they tweak it like that. Oh, it's a big conference and you get there and it's like, okay. Oh, it's a you get there. It's a workshop, and it's okay. Enough is enough.
Right.
You know? So I'm glad that you did that. And then for the coach, on the other end, the coaches that's doing it, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. You know you're really not giving that. You know you're doing pep rallies. You're that person. You're the hype man.
Yeah.
And you're actually making money off of people being a hype man. And that's a huge pet peeve for me. So
yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say for me too, and what I, you know, why I know I got into business and many of the people that I, you know, work and play with is because we wanted to somehow make the world a better place. We wanted to do work that improves people's lives in some way. But what happens is, you know, when you're a new entrepreneur, you're so fresh, you know, and you're so naive and just want to really help people. And you know that you need to invest in yourself. So you sign up for these programs. And again, I have no problems with programs. I am a coach. I sell programs. But it's very easy to get sucked in with clever marketing and branding and pretty pictures and mm-hmm. just the right words. And then you sign up and it's a big price tag. And then you get in and you realize there's no substance.
Yes.
And that is such a knock to a new entrepreneur's confidence, because you have, you know, finally said, I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to invest. I'm ready to do what it takes. And then you realize that person who you've invested to work with doesn't actually, is all about them. And again, you know, this is not everyone, but I've seen it a lot. And I was quite surprised. I have to be honest, like I have a small business. I wasn't expecting this article to take off the way that it did, because I have a small list. Nothing that I've ever written before has ever been shared widely. But I knew that I had experienced it and the people that I knew had experienced it. What was shocking mm-hmm. to me was how widespread this was.
Because it's happening all over the place. I mean, me myself have experienced it as well. And, you know, you connect with these people, you know, you start to follow them and all of this. And, you know, some are quicker than others, you know, within, you know, a month or so, you're like, okay, they're not about anything. And sometimes it may take you longer
right.
for their true colors to start filtering out. And it's like I said, it's that thing that's happening, but no one wants to really say it
mm-hmm.
or be as bold to say it like you did, because it's, oh, I don't want that bad image, or
right.
you know, I don't want anybody to think about me this way because I said such and such. But
and don't get me wrong, I had all those fears. I had like a lot of fears. I had a big fear about not being liked. I had a big fear about someone who was more successful calling me out. Mm-hmm. I had a big fear about people just saying that's not my experience, or, you know, misunderstanding my intentions. And by the way, all of those things happened. But far, far more people resonated with it than those who didn't. And so it's really important to be courageous in our businesses, not for the sake of just being confrontational. I'm not a confrontational person. I'm highly introverted. I don't like drama. I don't like spotlight in that way, being in
right.
spotlight because of controversy. That's very uncomfortable for me. And it was very uncomfortable when the post went viral. I had to go through my own process of seeing how to deal with it. It was very interesting. But would I take it back? No, absolutely not. And if anything, it's only given me more evidence for myself and the people that I work with, how important it is to be that courageous, to share what is true for you through your business, so that those who resonate with you can follow you and be in your community. And those who don't clearly know that you're not for them. And so they can just step away. And so you get rid of those people who are kind of in the in-between, because you can't, you know, those people in the in-between, I just don't see the point in trying to convince them to buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, there's those people who are always going to be really really resonate with your values, really resonate with what you stand for. And this is another thing that I've seen, Melissa, is that since this post has gone viral, I've attracted a lot more people to my community, but not just people who are there for the drama and the controversy. They are people who actually really align with what my business and my message is about. Mm-hmm. And so that for me is huge. You know, I've had like this post has been shared, I think more than 5.5K times on Facebook. And I, from that, attracted maybe 200 plus new subscribers. Now imagine if I attracted 5,000 subscribers, like yeah. That would be insane. And probably most of them would just be there because of that article and not because of what my whole, like what I'm really about, you know what I mean? So yeah. it's bringing in, when you do that, when you stand up for what you believe in, you bring in the right people.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, with those subscribers, do you feel that out of the 200 that you receive, how many in that 200 are truly genuine wanting to follow you and be a part of your program, opposed to, oh, she put out this post and right. you know, I can't wait to see what else, you know, controversial she's going to put out.
Right. So I've seen a lot more. I've definitely seen a lot more engagement since I've had this influx of people coming in. People really emailing to say, you know, I really resonate with what you've written. I've had this experience. I really like, you know, people who have signed in through my opt-in. My opt-in is nothing to do with what I wrote about. My opt-in is to do with running your business in a soulfully feminine way. And I've had people coming in through that opt-in, joining my free Facebook group, and we don't talk about, you know, this article. We talked about it at the time when it was happening, and that was it. But other than that, the community is a really lovely community of engaged people. So, yeah, it has brought in, you know, I've had clients from that who've now signed up with me, and they just say, you know, I just feel like this connection with you. Mm-hmm. And I never had that before. It's quite honestly, it would take a long time for me to establish a relationship with a person before they would sign up and say, I want to sign up with you because I know what you're about and I feel a connection with you. I'm bringing in completely new clients who were not in my community before, and they say, I feel a connection with you.
Do you think this will maybe change or tweak your business model?
It has not changed or tweaked my business model from what I was already planning to do. So what I was doing at the time when this came out was I was experimenting with, like I said, a signature program. And what it has helped me to see is that what the basis of that signature program is about is what I want my business to be about, which is about powerfully positioning yourself as a thought leader in your field, which doesn't have to do with writing viral blog posts. It's about really becoming an expert in what you do and really sharing content and marketing and programs that all align with that. So no, I wouldn't say it's tweaked it. It's more that it's given me validation.
Okay. And when you say validation meaning that what you're doing is the right thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like a universal nod, you know, because I've never had anything go viral. So
wow.
It's more like you know, I said, I'm going to do this because I want to be in integrity with what I'm teaching my clients. And in doing that, the floodgates opened.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
I am excited for you. And I was truly interested. And that's why I really wanted to speak with you. Because I want to know what her feedback is, because, you know, I was watching the shares and comments yeah. and posts and all of that, and I'm like, I wonder what the true response is. I know she's getting backslash. I just felt it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was, I know she's getting a lot of good out of it. And right. it was, you know, how many truly see what's real, truly being said, and not trying to read through something that's not really there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was, I'm not going to lie to you, Melissa, like when it happened, it was If anyone has ever had anything go viral, I mean, that you can only relate to it if you've been through it.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be all of your dreams come true. But actually, when you're not someone who is naturally controversial, dramatic, it's very uncomfortable. And I had to go through quite a few days of, like, I couldn't respond to comments. You know what I mean? I couldn't. I was getting floods of
emails. Is it because you're still kind of in shock of how?
I was completely in shock. I mean, it sounds really naive, but I was shocked that there are that many people in the world on Facebook that this would go to, right? You know, you see articles that have, like, you know, this has been shared X many times that you think you cannot relate to it. Mm-hmm. But when it's happening to you, it's suddenly like, wow, all of these eyes on you all at once. It's just a very interesting feeling. You feel that everything is open for discussion about you as a person. And that wasn't something that I had, because, you know, I hadn't anticipated that this would happen. Like I said, the post that I shared before this was shared maybe 6 times. Mm-hmm. And I maybe shared 2 or 3 of those myself. So I had zero, you know, I had some visibility, but very low. Like, I was flying very much under the radar. And I think for a lot of people who saw the article at that time, they were probably thinking the same thing, which is, who is this chick? Like, I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
You know, pair that with the fact that I live in the Middle East. Like, I'm way out of people's radars. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it was definitely interesting. It took me a few days to feel grounded again. I'm really thankful for people around me who were very supportive. And then I was like, okay, now I can dive back into this. But I kind of had to find a way to be open to receiving the positive feedback that was coming to me, and at the same time have good boundaries with the negative feedback that was coming in.
Right. Right. And as business owners, we're going to have to be open to that and know that there's going to be some negativity and mm-hmm. backlash and, you know, all this I call extra, you know, that comes with it. But it's knowing how to accept it and not really fall into it to where it discredits you and your business. So yes. I think you've done a wonderful job with the responses and,
Thank you.
Like I said, taking a breather. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let me just accept what this is. It is what it is. And
yeah.
I take it. I put it out there, so I take it. And
right.
I applaud you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I know I'm in Houston, Texas, and with the people here that, you know, I've talked to and, you know, on social media, and we've even had inbox conversations going back and forth, like, girl, did you see that? Yeah.
I was like, I had people like complete strangers messaging me saying, we're having a big discussion about this in our private Facebook group. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just recently, you know, I tagged you and I shared it again. And it's actually some people that hadn't even seen it. I'm like, how could you have not seen it? So don't be surprised if you get some more viral going on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I shared it again. So, but again, I applaud you on that and wish you success with that. And I think it's a lot more to come for you. Just
I think from so. I mean, I think if people are expecting more controversy from me, they're probably not going to get it in that way. I think, you know, that was a one-time really big issue that needed to be said, I think. I do have some strong views on business building connections with our audience and all of that. I do have strong feelings around that, but I think this was probably, I don't know. I think this is as controversial as I will get. But you know, you never know. You never know.
Right. You never know what's going to come along. So, but let's also talk about you and your business.
Sure.
You started your business and, you know, like you said, you wanted to help women with their businesses and, of course, like, you know, growth, productivity, and all of that. What made you decide to say, okay, let me brand myself and start this?
Do you mean at the very beginning or more recently?
Yes. Yeah, but when you started, when you want to say, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, it's been quite, I think like a lot of entrepreneurs, it's been stop, start, stop, start. So yeah. I started, I would say the first time I started was after my my daughter was born, my firstborn, and that was, she was born 2009, I started 2010. And at that time I was just, I had trained as a life coach and I was like, I want to be a life coach for women and I want to empower women. And at that time I was quite young. I think I was probably 26. Hadn't got that much life under my belt. I was just
right.
Still getting my ish together. But yeah, I started at that time, but the online business world was not what I was tuned into at that time. So I was working one-on-one with clients in person. But then, you know, I needed to do some more growing, didn't understand how business worked, really was trying to do it on my own and kind of was like, I can't do this. So I started at the same time working part-time as a corporate trainer, quit my business, and then a few years later tried again, this time as a health coach. I trained as a health coach. And again, that wasn't something that I was super passionate about. So after a while, I quit that. And so when I started this business, which I started in 2014, I think I was just about to turn 30. And I was working at a job that I had been at for about 2 years. I was there part-time as marketing and communications manager. And I went into work one day. I had just been promoted. I went into work that day. And, you know, I hated my job. Got into work early, sat down, and then a weird, like, out of body experience happened where I kind of floated out of my body, looked down at myself, and then laughed because I was like, this is not your life. This isn't the thing that you've said that you've been wanting to do since you were 20, 22, 24 years old. So why are you doing this? And if these are the decisions that you're going to be making, then if you're not careful, you're going to be here when you're 40, here when you're 50, and that will be your whole life gone. And so I made a decision in that moment that I was going to give this entrepreneurship thing one last shot, but I was going to throw my all at it. I was going to go all in, which I hadn't before. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a huge thing, that commitment. And I, you know, I've had to as you get more and more traction under your belt in your business, you need to keep remaking that commitment to go pro, to really go all in. But right. Making that commitment really changed things for me, because I'd always known, I'd suffered with depression in university. And when I healed myself through that, with a lot of self-help books and it was very much self-healing. When I got myself through that period, I remember saying to myself that, you know, I don't want that time to have been, that pain to have been in vain, that pain to have been a waste. So whatever it takes, I'm going to use this pain to somehow empower other women. And it took me a few years to realize entrepreneurship was that thing. But yeah, it took me like 6 years to finally be like, no, I'm really doing this.
Okay.
Yeah. So a bit of a long story, but having talked to a lot of entrepreneurs myself, having interviewed them, I know it has been, it is some variation of a long story for a lot of us.
Well, but that's life. That's the reality of it. And
exactly.
You know, one thing about It's Business, Babe, is that on this show, we talk about that, because that's the pretty ugly of it. That is the part that no one either don't like to talk about. We don't want nobody to show. It's, you know, always get the glitz, glamour, mm-hmm. and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But it's right. A lot of stuff behind the scenes that so many people don't see, don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that they're just having, you know, various challenges with. But that's part of being in business. And for you, one of your challenges was the depression and, like you said, picking yourself up, self-help books and various things. And say, okay, well, let me use this as my power, my fuel, my energy, my gasoline. And someone's going to hear this and they're probably going to be going through the same thing and be like, okay, So here's my fuel. Let me use that to my advantage.
Yeah. Because I truly believe that whatever happens to us, it does happen for a reason. And absolutely. When you're in pain like that, like for there to just be no reason for it, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I just choose to believe that whatever you're going through, even if you're, you know, you could be in your business and nothing's happening. You're in that frustration of you're trying everything, you're throwing everything at it, you're not getting clients, you're frustrated. All of that is empathy that you're building for later on when you're working with your own clients, that you can say, I know it's hard what you're going through. I've been through it too. And it's a part of the journey. You have to go through it to be able to relate to people.
Wow, I love how you use that. The empathy that you use with your clients. I love that.
Thanks.
Wow. So when for someone, when they contact you and say, hey, I want to work with you, what can they expect from you?
That's a good question, because I will quote what one of my recent clients said. She sent me a card recently to say thank you, and I'll just pull it up one second, because I thought that just so perfectly sums up working with me. She said, it was intense, challenging, and transformative. I would say those are the three words that probably really sum up how it is to work with me. The way that I work is I do hold a safe and sacred space for us to work together. My sessions are longer than other coaches. I know a lot of coaches do 1-hour sessions. Mine are a minimum of 90 minutes, because I want that full space for us to play and go through that transformation. But at the same time, I keep it real. So there's things that I'm going to say sometimes to clients that I'm saying it in a loving way, and they know that it's something they need to do, but it's hard. You know, it's intense. And so sometimes it feels like walking through mud, because you're just going to have to do the work. But on the other side of it is complete transformation. So I don't work with clients who are not 100% all in. I don't work with clients who are not ready to do both the inner and the outer work, because I really believe business is very much a spiritual journey as much as it is a journey about entrepreneurship. You have to be willing to grow as a person.
Yes.
So you have to, there's things that are going to pop up that you realize are habits, behaviors, things that you do which don't serve you. And you have to be willing to move past them and to grow past them. And so that's why it can feel really intense, because I'm not just about, okay, just do step one, step two, step three, and here's your magic formula for having this great success. It's not like that. I'm more like, hey, you know what? I don't have the answers. I have some strategies, but this is a collaborative process. So we're going to work and play together over the next few weeks. And sometimes I'm going to ask you questions and it's going to feel really uncomfortable. Sometimes I'm going to throw some truths out to you and it's going to be really uncomfortable. But I promise you that I've 100% got your back, and this is all for you. And so for people who are soulful women entrepreneurs who are here to do work, which is here to change people's lives, but at the same time are here to do the work, I'm the coach for those women.
Wow. I love it. And that is so important, that you have to be willing to do the work.
Yeah.
And that in itself, I think, is one of the things that's setting you apart from the wannabe coaches. Because it's more than just, hey, here's some steps. Hey, here's a pamphlet. Here's a book. Buy my book. Go to my website.
Right.
Even all these automated emails and stuff. But when you're digging in like that, and, you know, some people, they want to build a business and they want to do things. And, I mean, they can have all the money in the world. But if they don't want to step in and do some of the work, it's not going to be successful, unless you're going to hire, you know, that person as the CEO.
Right.
Other than that, it's not going to be successful, because if you don't go in and put in the work, the good work and the bad work.
Yeah. The hard work. And just having that, you know, This is something that I really want people to understand. I probably will write a blog post about it another time, but when you work with a coach or when you make that decision that, yes, I'm ready to invest in a coach, you have to understand that it is a collaborative process. The coach is not the magic bullet that's going to give you all the success that you're after. And maybe working with that coach is just going to move you forward. It's not going to be the thing that opens up the floodgates. It's just going to move you forward. But if your hopes and dreams are pinned on that one person to make it all happen, then you shouldn't be working with a coach, and you shouldn't be working with a coach that makes those kind of promises to you either. So I've had to really sit in the discomfort of saying to clients right at the beginning, I'm really clear, like with my intentions, and saying basically, you know, I'm not the magic bullet. I have some strategies. I have some things which I know can work universally, but you're unique, right? And your business is unique. So we've got to build this in a really unique way, which means sometimes we have to sit in the mystery of, we don't know what the next move is, right? We've got to dig around a bit and be willing to play in it and stay curious. And sometimes we'll come up with a strategy for you to take, and maybe it's the wrong strategy, but it will teach you something. It will teach you, but you have to be willing to understand that just because you make that investment doesn't mean just in paying that money that that's success guaranteed. It's not. And that's hard for clients to understand, because as clients, when we're on the other side as clients, we don't want to sit in the vulnerability and the discomfort of figuring out success. We want someone to just tell us this is the way. And that's why six-figure coaches, the ones that I talk about in my post, that's why they make money, because they give you that false sense of security. But the real coaches, the ones who really help their clients to get success, they're the ones who will, you know, gladly put up their hands and say, I don't have all the answers. We have to figure this out all together. I have some things that work. I have some tips. I have some advice. I have a loose process. But you're unique. You have a unique business. So we've got to figure this out together.
Wow. Yeah. Because you can have a blueprint, but that blueprint does not fit everybody.
Absolutely.
And the minute someone tells me that they know everything, that's number one turnoff. Because you may know a lot more than me, but there's going to be times when it's, you know, I don't know, let's research that. Let's talk about it. Let's dig a little deeper, and let's try to figure this out together. That shows someone that's truly trying to work with you and get you to where you really want to be.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. So, when the transformative piece, yeah, you mentioned, is as, you know, your clients transform into what their ending goal is, how does that increase? I know that just makes you feel good. Okay, I was able to help them. They're growing. But does that, you know, working with the client, you're comfortable with what you're doing. You did what you did. And as you know what, this could work for somebody else. How can I master this and turn this into a program or turn this into something for my present and future clients? How often does that happen?
Do you mean, sorry, can you ask it again, but in a...
When you're working with a particular person.
Yeah.
And they come to you with whatever that may be, and, you know, y'all go through the process, everything, and you mentioned the word transformative in the note that you had from one of your clients. And when you're transforming your clients, and I'm sure it's different for many of them.
Yes.
How often does it happen to where that something just happens and you want to like hold on to that and say, you know what, this is something awesome that I can use for future clients, or I can share with, you know, people I've already worked with?
That's an interesting question, because I think what I was saying about everyone being unique, the thing that is transformational for you, for example, is going to be different to the thing that's transformational for me. So even that client who sent me that note, she was very different to a lot of the other women that I worked with in that program. And what was transformational for her was very different to what was transformational to the others. So I would say when it comes to transformation, you know, my feeling is not to try and engineer a transformation. I think that happens. I think a transformation happens anytime we commit ourselves to do the work. Because what doing the work does is it puts you outside of your comfort zone. And the transformation happens there, outside of your comfort zone. So let me try and give you an example of what I mean. I had a client who saw the success that I had with my blog post and was like, you know what, I want to be more bold with the kind of content that I'm putting out there, right? So we were working through that in the program and we mapped out some topics that she could blog about, and she had not been blogging for a really long time. So she got back to it, started blogging, started gaining that momentum. Now, we didn't talk about transformation during that process, but in the act of her being more courageous and saying what she wanted to say, it transformed how she saw herself and what she saw, what she was able to give herself permission to do and to say. And then she saw the results of people responding to her, emailing her, commenting on her blog. And again, that transformed how she saw herself as being someone who has something important to say that other people want to hear. So I don't focus so much on the mindset stuff. Kind of comes as a result of doing the work, rather than as a, I don't have sessions where it's like, okay, let's work on this mindset thing. It's like, let's do the work. And from it, something's going to pop up that is uncomfortable for you or a block or something. And we'll work through it in that moment. So I don't know if that really answers your question, but.
No, it does.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, you know, because basically, because everybody is so different, that even though I have that one thing that I research for whatever reason, it may be so awesome that I still don't, you know, I may take a piece of it, but it's still not fitting for someone else.
Yeah.
No, absolutely you did. Okay. So is there anything that we could look forward to from Layla that, you know, we can, you know, stay on your podcast, your blogs, your website or anything?
Yeah, I have. So I recently just got back from a business retreat in Mexico. And in that time, I did a lot of planning on the next evolution of my business. And so it's going much deeper into this work on powerfully positioning yourself. So I guess between now and January of next year, I've got a few things planned. I'll be creating a new opt-in that is a free e-course. I'm going to be launching a new podcast September time, which is about interviewing thought leaders and how they position themselves and their messages that they share, and a lot around leadership and positioning. I'm just about to kick off my first group mastermind program, and I will see if I will relaunch that again this year or next year, but that's something that's going on. And next year, I'm also releasing a signature e-course. It will be my first proper e-course. So I'm working hard between now and then to get all the pieces in place for that. And yeah, probably a workbook or two will be coming out before the end of the year as well. So quite a lot of things going on. And so I'm giving myself plenty of time. That's something that I've really learned, is like not to just have an idea and say, I want to launch it next month. But giving myself plenty of time because, you know, I'm building something long lasting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That takes a lot, not only to come up with the idea of the ebook, but actually stepping out and putting the work in, pulling your pieces together and just making that puzzle one big piece. So congrats on that.
Thanks. And I just want to say to your listeners, like anyone who's, I guess, in those early years of their business and they're like, oh, it's easy for her, you know, she's got so much clarity. It takes a long time to get clarity. The way that you get clarity is by testing things out and trying and seeing how they work and seeing how you feel about them. So I know I struggled a lot with what is my niche for a really long time. and, you know, all of those feelings of, you know, is my work really valuable? Is it worth paying for? That is all a part of the entrepreneurship journey. And so it's, you know, I'm almost two years in now, and I'm finally at that point where I'm like, okay, we're getting there. So I want that to be clear to your listeners, because that is a part of the journey. I just want to keep it real. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely correct. That is part of the journey. It's no fluff. It's no miracle solution that you know, you may see out there. And there's a caution, you know, I probably should have mentioned this earlier, but there's a caution that a lot of people should look at. I mean, you said a lot of it in your post, but a lot of the flyers and events that's out, that's learn how to, you know, get 100 new clients in a week. And,
right.
You know, get money this way, millionaire, whatever.
Right.
You know, all of this stuff, anything that's money, 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 and quickly growing your clients, any type of wording, titles, or whatever you want to call it that you see, that flag is so red.
And the word that I want people to really start using is discernment. Like, you've got to be very discerning. There's a lot of information coming at us as entrepreneurs all the time. Webinars, opt-ins, programs, like blog posts. There's so much coming at us all the time. And you have to be very discerning, very tuned into what do I actually need right now and what feels good to me when I'm engaging in it. Does this person's values resonate with mine? Do I feel like there is an intrinsic level of trust there? Or, you know, is it that she's offering the quick fix thing? Anything quick fix, I'm just like, why? Why do we need to quick fix it? But, you know, when we're in our careers, if you're trying to become a doctor, you don't want to become a doctor in 30 days, right?
Right.
It takes years of practice and honing your craft and getting your education in and all of that. So if we are entrepreneurs and we're real honest about doing this for the long haul, there's no reason why we need to rush. And I know that there are people who are like, yeah, but I need the money. You know what I mean? And so it's about, I totally understand that. But if you're putting pressure on this thing to instantly produce money, then you're being unrealistic. And so it might be better to get a part-time job while you're trying to do this thing, or to give yourself a longer timeline, because you can't skip over the testing period. It's just a part of it. You can't skip over it.
Mm-hmm. And some are longer than others, so... Because this person say, hey, I did this, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you in your business.
Right. I remember, you know, when I started my business journey, I signed up for Marie Folio's B-School. And there are people that signed up at the same time as me. And within a year, they were making six figures. And I was like, that's incredible. I am nowhere near that, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know how long that they had been in business or trying out this business thing before we got to B-School together at the same time. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know what kind of resources they had. And I don't know if the kind of success that they had, if that was necessarily right for me to have it at that pace. So everything happens when it's supposed to and how it's supposed to. But either you are in resistance to it or you flow with it. Either way, it's going to take the time it's going to have to take. And you have to accept that. There has to be a level of acceptance that I cannot skip over straight to the success.
Mm-hmm.
That's life, like you keep saying, right? That is life.
Right. It is. It's no easy way.
No shortcuts, no magic bullets. No secret special formulas. You know, it will, whatever journey it is that you take to get to where you are going, all of those parts of the journey are very important.
Right.
Can't skip over them.
Right. Don't think because you're spending $500 to go to this huge conference that you're going to walk out with this magic pill and within 2 weeks you're going to have this huge success rate.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe not.
I mean, if it's $99,500, I mean, but you have to also be open because, you know, some of the conferences go and people really don't take in everything that is shared. You know, you may spend some money to go to a conference, but you have to really listen to what they're saying and understand, is this a straight pep rally and they're just giving you a lot of rah-rah or are they
Am I using the advice that they're giving me? This is another thing. Am I actually following through? Am I actually doing the work or am I hooked on the high of getting the motivational stuff thrown at me?
Right. That's almost like, hey, I'm offering you all of this good, some Godiva chocolate over here. Yeah. But before we get to the Godiva, I need you to, you know, mix up this cocoa and add this and add that. You want to jump over, just go straight to the Godiva.
Yeah.
It's good at the end, but.
So we have to take responsibilities as clients and as consumers to, A, be discerning about our choices, about who we choose to invest in. Because I do believe we need to invest. To grow our businesses, we need to invest. But you have to be discerning about who you choose to invest with. And then the second part is, are you being honest with yourself? Are you really doing the work? Or are you just being really busy but not actually doing the things that are really important that need to be done?
Yeah. Start out doing the work. When you see an event that you think you may be interested in, all the players that they have on that flyer, go to their websites, go to their Twitter or Facebook, but don't just look at how many followers they have. I hear a lot of people talk, oh, they have 10,000 followers. They must be good.
Right. You can buy followers.
Right. That don't necessarily mean anything.
Right.
So, you know, do your research. And if somebody have 200 followers, that does not mean that they're not good.
No.
They may have a system set up to where they approve who's coming in because they don't want all of the mishap and all the noise.
And you have to remember as well that when it comes to working, I don't know, you know, what kind of work your listeners do, but if, say you're a service-based entrepreneur, at the end of the day, we only need a certain number of clients per month. We don't need everyone.
Yeah.
Right? So it's doing the work for getting those few people. Like, what is that number? Like, for myself, I know my capacity is 3 clients at any one time. I can't work one-on-one with more than 3 clients at any one time because my sessions are longer and intense and because I'm an introvert and because I'm a mom of young kids. Mm-hmm. So, and because I want to do other stuff. I want to run my group program. I want to put together ebooks. I want to write blog posts. So,
and those are the things that you know and you prepare for. So it's being smart and not bogging yourself down.
Yeah. So you don't need
all of that extra just to say.
You don't need to beat yourself up if your list is small or whatever. You know, are you connecting? Do you have the right people on your list? Are you connecting with them? Do you have real connections with them? Like, that is more important than having thousands of people but not really having connections with them.
Absolutely. I know all of your social media out there, so let everyone know what your social media is, how they can connect with you, follow your blog posts, your podcast.
Sure. So my website is leilasaad.com, and the two, I guess, social media places that I mostly hang out on are Facebook and Instagram. I don't know them off the top of my head. Could we link to them in the post for this? It's Facebook and Instagram. Those are the two places. I tried Twitter. I don't use it. Sometimes I post on YouTube, but it's mainly Facebook and Instagram.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us today. I know you're getting ready to shut down on your end of the world. I appreciate you taking the time out to talk with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. I'm so glad we can make this happen. And, you know, I'm just really happy to be connected with so many amazing women. So thank you so much, Melissa.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.